Hear the drums from days of old, dancing through the fields of gold.
Alrighty. Good Tuesday morning to you, listeners. Now it's my absolute pleasure to welcome you to another edition of What's Your Sign? I Have Your Number here on WBCR LP 97.7 FM, Great Barrington. And I'm your host, Sherita Starr. It's been a long while since we've had a live, masterful musical guest here to tell you, from the planet's perspective, what's going on.
Lost in the beauty of the sky, breathing the moon, the colors of a rainbow, shed too soon, firefly, flick a smile, shine like the sun, if life's about the journey, the miles begun. Days. The fish have lost their scores. Heard of ladybugs disappear from burning fuel. Hear the wind's tainted cry, sail soiling seas. Watch trees as they die for you and me. Tell me now what's happening. What's happening? I tell you, you tell me what's happening. Heard from Dr. Kane that it's a crime to know in your heart and not speak your mind.
Hello, can you hear me now? Turn up your volume in your still don't hear anything?
Lost in the beauty of the sky.
Are we on? Oh, there we are. What happened there? Oh, I think I just pressed the wrong button. How do these things happen? Am I in here too? Oh, there I am. That's much better. Let's just... Okay, we had a... Mercury is just... This recent Mercury retrograde, I swear to you, has just... We're still in the shadow of it, even though it's direct. Thanks, Mercury. That's all I have to say to you. Okay, so we're going to just redo it, because that's what you do under this Mercury influence. You end up redoing anything, so here we go. Good morning again, Great Barrington, and to those listening live on the World Wide Web at www.berkshireradio.org. Once again, it's me, Sherita Starr, welcoming you back to another edition of What's Your Sign? I Have Your Number. Today is the third Tuesday, the 21st of September, 2010, under an initiating and creative 28-degree Virgo sun. So coming up in just a few moments, I have an extremely talented and special guest here with me in the studio. Our live guest has been singing her heart out to the Berkshires and beyond from over in Columbia County. And we have none other than the lovely vocalist and songwriter Christina D'Elia joining us today. She's also one of the fearless leaders of the Columbia Arts team. We last visited with Christina back in August of 2009, and today we are embarking upon the topic of what a difference a year makes in the life, along with the celebration of her latest CD, Music in Me. But before we soothe your ears, let us first touch back to the present planetary skies and that 28-degree sun in Virgo. We are now almost officially through our current sun's transit through this detailed-oriented and being-of-service sign. Today's Virgo energies at the 28th degree request the collective to be in tune with our initiating energies in life today, which may require our creative abilities to be visited. The 28 distinctly asked anyone influenced by it to adhere to truly understanding the virtue of trust, and when doing so with others, make sure you do not miss a single beat or detail when giving it away. Today's energies of the 21st, being the 21st of the month, signify we definitely better embark into our creative side in order to expand. This Jupiter ruled 3 energy, arrived at by merely adding 2 + 1 = 3, enjoys the multifaceted stirs behind what allows creation to occur. Aside from what we can devise and design today, any kind of educational or philosophical pursuit is favored. Should you be feeling the urge to travel today, don't hesitate to explore how you can make all that happen. While the concept of idealism marks any 3 vibration, we are wise to arrive at our beliefs by utilizing diligence and thoughtful deduction. Our current moon has been in the sign of Pisces since 4:15 p.m. on Monday the 20th. The collective's feelings and emotions have been engaged in the energy of the fishes, fueling sentimental, imaginative, gentle, and kindly energies to emerge. Even though deep, ever-active, and powerful emotions are easily aroused, beware of deceptive, indecisive, and restless feelings. Ideally, under a Pisces moon, utilizing intuition is favored, as reflective energies are meant to flourish. We'll be concluding this current waxing phase of the moon Thursday morning, the 23rd of October, at 5:17 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, as the full moon peaks in Aries. A mere 6 hours before this, at 11:09 p.m. on the 22nd of September, we will honor another autumn equinox as Libra kicks us off into the fall. Take some time to reflect upon your Aries house of your astrological birth chart and realize what things need to be reborn into this area of the life. You've got the perfect opportunity to let things go and welcome release wherever it may be necessary. Keep in mind that this is the first of 2 consecutive full moons that will pioneer letting go in the Rams energies, with Thursday's peak at 0 degrees Aries and next month's 22nd of October full moon peak sparking at 29 degrees Aries. So, my dear stars, wherever Aries affects you, it is soon time to take those moments to clear out, throw away, and make room over the next 2 weeks, along with the 2 weeks to follow after the 22nd of October. And through this, you will be able to receive the new beginnings that will show themselves when we reach the next new moons, the first in Libra upon the 7th of October, and the next new moon in Scorpio, which will fall upon the 6th of November. So I expect you'll make all the most of what needs to be addressed, where the Ram takes charge in your life upon Thursday's Lunar Light Show. And as they say, let it go, let it go, let it go, so you can ultimately let it flow. Now, I know you are all awaiting to hear from our very special guest today. It is always an honor to have a live and talented soul with me here in the studio while on the air. Today's special guest joins me from just outside the Berkshire's border and far beyond. Christina M.G. D'Elia is well known in the Rojan and Berkshire area as a versatile and exceptional vocalist with an intrinsic ability to harmonize. And I won't give away what her birth sign is just yet, but that makes total sense to me. Specializing in pop folk music, She performs pop alternatives and harmony in heart. She sings with various choirs, choruses, and as a soloist in churches, at weddings, and other events. Christina has been performing at festivals, clubs, church events, and private parties, and lives in Columbia County with her husband, Philip. Her CDs, Rojan Valley, The Hills of Berkshire County, as well as her solo CDs, The Songs I Sing, and today we are celebrating her new and latest CD, which is called Music in Me. These are available in local stores, and you can also learn more about them online at cdbaby.com/cd/Christina D'Elia, and that is D-E-L-L-E-A. If you also go to www.columbiaartsteam.org, you'll discover Christina formed a Columbia Arts team in 2004 with partners Liv Cummins, and Sandy McKnight to promote the arts in Calamity County and surrounding environments. She produces cat shows and sings often in them. She's also deeply involved in her community and her church. Well, with that kind of activity, it's an honor to bring you the opportunity to have Christina live with us here in the studios today. I give a most warm welcome to Calamity County Arts Team Leader, singer, and songwriter Christina D'Elia. How are you today?
Thank you. I'm well.
Can we hear you?
Hello. Thank you.
Yeah, you're going. Okay, let me make sure we hear everything. I seem to have a little glitch in my, you know, I think it's because I'm only doing this show every 2 weeks. It's not, it's like a habit, but it's not like a total habit. So technology always.
Yes.
It frightens me sometimes.
Me too.
How about you?
Yes.
So you've been in this, the last we spoke to you, you were in that finishing up your eight personal year of harvest, little recognition reward was coming all your way throughout that 2008 to 2009 cycle. And now all over the past this year, you've been doing that clearing, total clearing. You've been wrapping up your 9 year cycle now because you're making room for all these new beginnings, which of course I think we already have one that came a little early. But does that, so how has all the clearing been?
Yeah, it's been going on, that's for sure. Things have been changing and growing and, you know, coming to a new point, for sure.
You're making room. And then we have the, now you happen to be a Libra.
You gave it away.
I gave it away. Oops. That's why she can harmonize, just so you know, because you know. Libra is the scales. It's the sign of balance. No wonder.
And harmony. Yeah.
Some of our most marvelous musicians are Libras. I'll tell you that. You don't have to try at all. It just comes to you. And now you started, when did you start doing this harmonizing type of thing?
Well, I've been singing since I was little, so you know, it's always been in my ear, or I could always hear it and then in the songs. And before I had any training at all to know what a note was. And
right. And how old were you when you first started singing?
Well, I was quite little. I think 5, 6, I was out the back porch of my apartment singing. And the neighbors who were sleeping would say, "Be quiet."
Yeah. But that was just because they were trying to sleep, not because it didn't sound good.
Right. And then I think at 8 is when I sang my first solo in school.
Okay. All right. Yeah, because, you had told me at one point that you started that you were getting out all that around 4 years old.
Yeah.
And you know how we're talking about these personal year cycles. Mm-hmm. And you were in a year of permanent change in your life when you were even at the age of 4, you were in a 5 personal year of permanent change. So once that happened, there was no going, you weren't going to turn it off.
Right.
And you just kept going. And by 13, you were in another 5 year of personal change. So what was going on at 13? Anything kind of big with like what you were realizing about what you knew and how you knew how to do it?
And musically? Well, by that time in school, there was all kinds of all-county things. I was really into playing the saxophone at that time.
Okay.
So I was focusing more on the instruments then.
Mm-hmm.
The woodwind instruments anyway. And then, you know, I started singing with more classmates, and that's when I started to realize that I really liked harmony better even than singing alone.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Well, that Libra's always, you all have this, I mean, I know quite a few, and, you know, we can name a few celebrities, that, you know, like Stevie Ray Vaughan, Sting, you know, they're all Libras, and boy, if they don't know how to harmonize, I don't know who does. So, yeah you guys just have the gift.
And it was, I mean, that was a big time in my life. When I was 13, my dad died, and I remember I was singing.
That's a permanent change that happened. Isn't that interesting?
And I was singing in the chorus at the time. You know, we had a concert coming up for the holidays, and there was one song that we were rehearsing that I couldn't sing. I just kept crying.
I can only imagine.
And the teacher said, you know, when we're rehearsing the song, you'll be excused and go to the bathroom. You don't have to stay in the room. She knew how upset I was.
Yeah.
So I would always have to leave the room. And when it came to the concert, she said, "You can leave the stage if you want to, you know." And I'll tell you what, I stayed there and I belted that song out.
Good
My
for
mother
you.
Said she could hear me over everyone in the chorus.
I love it.
I sang it and I got through it and I knew I was going to be okay.
Well, you know what it is? It's like I think in that moment, if you believe in the angels and the other side and all of that interesting type of thing, you know, he wanted you to do it. So
that's right.
He made sure. He gave you the strength.
Yes.
Stood right by you.
That's right.
Well, when we get to your name later, I have a really fascinating phrase that comes out of your name that totally aligns, affirms what you just said. So, very interesting. I love this stuff.
Yeah. How it all works together.
And I didn't even prepare that. I didn't even know you were going to tell me that story. That's like really, I dig it. So let's see here. So you have this new, now you're entering, so your birthday is in a mere four days. It's this Saturday,
yes.
Your new year, and you're going to be entering what we call a brand new nine-year phase of time in your life. So you're going to have, it's the one personal year that's going to be finding you. So this, what's been happening over 09 to 10 cycle has been wrapping up the last 9 years. Like everything you've done, you're keeping what works and kind of tossing away what doesn't work.
Exactly.
And moving on with everything, and what you've done in this 9 years made the necessary room for these new beginnings to show up. So you don't even know what they are yet, because they have
right.
Not all of them, aside from your CD, but there's more new stuff coming. I mean, tons of it. And this will journey through all the way through till a year from now.
Great.
So it's like you have a new package of seeds in your hands this year, and you can just sprinkle them wherever you see fit. But the motto I always tell people in a one person a year is, if it's new, it's for you.
All
so
right.
Like wherever you see those opportunities, check it out. You don't have to decide on it or take it, but at least explore it and make sure you don't miss any you know, things that want to come your way.
All right.
You know, because some people, like, you know, they'll deny an opportunity, and that's the one that they're supposed to take,
yeah.
Kind of thing. So, yeah.
I try not to do that.
No, well, no, you're very open-minded that way.
Mm.
Well, you'll always weigh the pros and the cons of the situation
right.
of any time in your life.
That's right.
That's the Libra gift.
Oh, it's so hard to make a decision sometimes.
That is the challenge of your sign.
Yes.
That is what you've been, you know, some signs don't have that at all. They make a decision too quickly, and then they're like, oh, what did I do, you know? But no, you think about it a little bit longer, and which is great.
Yeah.
I mean, you have to love that, because, you know, at least
sometimes.
you're not jumping into things before. Or you, you know, have all the details, facts, and figures, all that figured out. Now, you went to where did you go to school?
Yeah, I went to, in Westchester County, I grew up, so I went to a lot of different schools.
And you're from Tarrytown, yeah.
Yeah, Sleepy Hollow was my high school, and I actually finished high school at Taconic Hills in Columbia County.
Oh, the infamous Taconic Hills.
Yes,
the lovely. I went there, too. But we didn't have the new school.
Okay. I wasn't in that new school either. I was in Akawamik.
Yeah, that's, yeah. In those years, they were fighting.
Yes.
That was even happening,
you know.
And finally, after we left and flew the coop, they decided that it was okay. It's a beautiful new school. I mean, I'm happy that they have theater now, because I always wanted the theater there when I was a kid. But they didn't have it then. But that's okay. It's good for the future. So now, and you also, so all right, so you went to, and then you went out to LA for a while, right?
Oh, yes. After high school, I went to college, and I was traveling after that. So I was in Florida and then California doing studio work.
Nice, nice.
And just seeing what, you know, where things would take me. And then I got to California, I did some voice lessons and studio work, and I decided, you know what? I just really want to be back east.
Yeah, you liked it.
I did. I didn't want to be in the whole hubbub of that and, you know, get famous and do all that stuff.
Yeah. Well, it's funny because, you know, the day of the month you're born on the 25th, you, that doesn't drive you necessarily. It's more like you like your quiet time. Mm-hmm. And I think the total fame and celebrity route would have, like, totally turned you off, because to really have this privacy thing about you more than, you know, not that you won't do it for, you know, locally and where it it's ultimately where you feel like you're being appreciated, kind of, so to speak.
Right.
Whereas in that fame and celebrity world. I'm not sure how often that actually happens.
Well, to me, the music is an integral part of our life, and it's not about competition.
Right.
It's about, you know, how this moves you at the time and
what, how does it make you feel?
Right.
Yeah.
And it's funny that we're talking about this because I have a song on the new CD called Famous Right Where I Am.
Uh-huh.
And I think that is the theme of, it's the theme of what we're talking about, you know, just being, I can't relate to all of it 100%, but because I don't have kids at the time, but mm-hmm. It's the sentiment behind being famous right where you are and appreciated here and being loved where you are. And then, you know, having people that support you enough that if you say, hey, I want to go do this, they're going to say, yeah, let's go do it. I support you.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, you know, fame, I always say fame's a little overrated.
Yes.
I mean, I think it's great, but there's so many people on this earth that we are all here to just do our own special
That's
thing
right.
in our own special world where we are at.
Right.
You know, just because you get on TV or, you know, whatever that is, or you're
right.
No, it's what you do in your home. Land and all those types of things. But we're happy you decided not to become totally famous in Los Angeles and that you came back to this
area
of the country because we like you here.
I just want to sing. That's what I just...
Yeah. That's all that matters. That's the passion. So should we listen to this...
Yes, Famous Right Where I Am.
Famous Right Where I Am. And this is a track off of Christina's new CD called Music in Me.
Lining up to see her, everyone on the street. So she's the best in town, that girl is gonna be bigger than a Carole King someday. She's getting offers, getting ready for Music Row. Gonna sign a deal, then she'll go on the road. 56 cities from Maine to San Jose. She says it's all I've waited for. Sorry if I hesitate. 'Cause my biggest fans are waiting for me at home. My little man with jelly on his nose. My princess with a handful of Cheerios. They mean the world to me. He fixes them supper when I got a gig. He says, go ahead, honey, I'll watch the kids. I just can't go knowing all I'll miss. There's no place I'd rather be. Maybe it's not in the plan. I'm famous right where I am. She could go on tour for 27 weeks. End up brokenhearted, far from her family. She'd call him on the phone and cry backstage. Finding pictures of the dog dressed in their clothes with a letter saying, Mommy, please come home. We're rehearsing for our Christmas play. She says, wait a minute, man, am I signing my life away? 'Cause my biggest fans are waiting for me at home. My little man with jelly on his nose. My princess with a handful of Cheerios. They mean the world to me. He fixes them supper when I got a gig. He says, go ahead, honey, I'll watch the kids. I just can't go knowing all I'll miss. There's no place I'd rather be. Maybe it's not in the plan. I'm famous right where I am. He kissed her and said, honey, it's your dream. Won't let you miss a thing. Now my biggest fans are with me on the road. My little man with jelly on his nose. My princess with a handful of Cheerios.
they're sleeping on the bus. I get to wake up with him by my side, a few stolen moments to watch the sunrise and think about all we have in our lives and the grace God's given us. This must be the good Lord's plan. I'm famous right where I am. It's gotta be the good Lord's plan. I'm famous right where I am.
I love it. That is so. That is the cutest song.
Isn't that great?
That's adorable.
My friends wrote it. They're actually Laura's from Rhinebeck. I'm not sure where her partner's from, Deborah. But they wrote the song. And, you know, we were talking about famous right where I am. My partner, Sammy Brown in Harmony and Heart, who's famous in the Berkshires here, is famous right where he is. He's a big singer songwriter, has, you know, CDs out. He's the one who played guitar on that song.
Well, he did a beautiful job.
He's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a great, it's catchy. It's just got a good catch to it.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, it's so true. And I love that you sing with a group called Harmony and Heart.
Yeah.
Because that's like, you know, we'll get to that too in your name.
But everybody used to say, which one's Harmony? It's we sing lots of harmony. It comes from the heart.
Right. That's right. Well, that I will tell you, you were sent here to do. So
yeah.
We get to be the blessed ones that it's in our famous area.
Thanks.
Because, you know, the Berkshires are famous.
Right.
We are very famous here in the Berkshires. We haven't had any local weddings yet, like Rhinebeck, but
right.
You know.
Oh.
That cracked me up, all the attention that Rhinebeck got when Ms. Chelsea got married.
Right.
It was all very exciting. But so what you have, what we'll do here just before we approach the time of PSA time and all that fun stuff, as the hour is going by very quickly, as time does, you have, what's happening for you in your life this year is, over the last couple of years, you had this lovely planet in it, how we chart current transits and stuff in your birth chart, is that everything you were doing with your friendships, organizations, and stuff, if you were doing all your responsible work with them, they've all panned out in the way that you wanted. Would you say that has worked out that way?
I'd say for the most part, yes.
Things are, and you'll start to see, like, now that you've like kind of laid down those details, that things are just going to start to flow this next 9-year period from all that groundwork that you put down there. And it's like you prepared well, kind of thing. And, you know, your involvement with Kat and all that stuff, I mean, that's that was perfectly in timing that, you know, you guys grew that over the last few years, and it's at a totally different place now than it ever has been.
Definitely, yes. Yeah,
it's a popular little thing. You guys are doing all sorts of fun stuff.
Yes, yeah. Our latest show we just did, it was awesome at the pond. It was a dinner and a show, and we had 100 people there. Everybody had fun.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
And now you're also singing over here at, it was like a couple weeks ago or late August. You were at America's Choice?
I was promoting my CD, I think, at Grapevines.
The Grapevines,
Big
yeah.
Big Plaza, yeah. Singing there. That was a lot of fun. People still tell me, hey, I saw you in the parking lot. I heard you in the parking lot.
I heard you in the parking lot.
Yeah.
That's good. That's awesome.
And we have our Columbia Arts team has a big concert coming up in October 9th, actually, the Capital Area Indie Fest at the Egg in Albany. We're so excited to be branching out to the Egg.
Oh, that's fantastic. Oh, well, now there's a new beginning.
Yes, exactly.
Hello, new beginning.
New relationship there.
Yeah, yeah, that's fantastic. Oh, that's so cool. Well, and you have... you also have what's cooking is that there's just such reward finding you now from all of, like I said, that groundwork that you laid down. Just be ready for the reward to show up, and it's just, you know, it'll be wonderful. All these wonderful things happening, new things cropping up in that area of the life. And also there's on your creative side, the luck and fortune is finding you because you have the current transit of Jupiter is in what we call your fifth house in your birth chart. So that's your creative nature, how you deal with children and all that kind of fun mm-hmm. stuff. And so Jupiter is like, he's very happy to find you on stages and make sure you get there right. and that you're on them. So I see no worries about that. And it'll always be through, because we've got the transit of Uranus there now too, which is the planet of kind of the breakdown of the norm and the unexpected. So it'll be through interesting ways that you find contacts to be able to do that.
Okay.
So if it seems to come out of the blue from like, oh, why would that have shown up yeah. in that way? Check it out, you know, because
right.
It's an interesting thing.
I'm excited.
Yeah, it's a good, nice little energy there. It's creating a lot of nice balance for you, as you need, because you're a Libra.
Thank you.
And we'll get into more about what Saturn's up to. But I think it's, guess what time? It's noontime.
Noontime.
Here at WBCR LP 97.7 FM, Great Barrington, Massachusetts. And you're listening to Sherita Starr, and this is What's Your Sign? I Have Your Number. My special guest today is Christina D'Elia, and we're celebrating a year in her life and her new CD, Music in Me. And we're going to be back with Christine in just a few minutes. But first, I have some beautiful and lovely public service announcements to let you local listeners know. And if you happen to be listening down in the New York City area and you're coming up to the Berkshires this weekend, maybe we'll let you know what's going on here in the Berkshires. Let's see what hasn't been talked about. This is for Cat Walk. Well, I'm going to do it anyway because I found it. Project Cat Walk, Animal Kind Fashion Show Fundraiser at Club Helsinki. When I saw the cat, I had to laugh. This will be on Tuesday, October 19th. This is a little ways off, but it's at 9 p.m. And it's a fashion show to support Hudson's Loving Home for Cats. there's a website you can check out, the www.all-creatures.org/AK/. And this event will be at 405 Columbia Street in Hudson, New York. And you can send an email to info@HelsinkiHudson.com or check out the new www.HelsinkiHudson.com website. You can also give them a buzz at 518-828-4800. And again, that's the Project Catwalk Animal Kind Fashion Show fundraiser at Club Helsinki. Being a cat owner, I'm very interested in checking that out. October 19th, 9 p.m. And what else we got going on? Seems like there's not a lot of what you call it's happening here. Okay, here we go. Here's something happening locally this weekend. Berkshires Bike-a-thon and Birthday Barbecue. Bring your bike and your appetite to the Berkshires Bike-a-thon and Birthday Barbecue on Sunday, September 26th at the Route 7 Grill. Have fun while supporting area nonprofits, including our region's own local currency. That's the Berkshires. The ride begins promptly at 2 p.m., the barbecue at 5. You can log on to www.berkshires.org for more information or give them a call, 413-528-1737. And that's some local things happening here up in our area, around and about. And we are here. And I welcome you back to the second half of the show of What's Your Sign? I Have Your Number. This is your host again, Sherita Starr, telling you all the planetary news going on and planetary news about our local and talented artists. Our special guest today is singer-songwriter Christina D'Elia, who we so kindly thank again for joining us. She's also the fearless leader of CAT, the Columbia County Arts Team. We've been having a lovely time listening to some of Chris's great sounds from her new CD, Music in Me, and this is totally verifying by all planetary measures why she's journeying on the path of being the obvious stellar leader and master musician that she has been sent to be here in this lifetime. And if you'd like more information about Christina and the Columbia County Arts Team, you can log on to www.ColumbiaCountyArtsTeam.org and
ColumbiaArtsTeam.org.
Oh, thank you. There's that Mercury miscorrecting me again. Columbia Arts Team. Yeah, there's no county in
we
there.
We are in Columbia County.
It is in Columbia County. Okay, so will we do that one too? So ColumbiaArtsTeam.org. There you go. Oh, Sharita. Love it.
It's okay.
Hey, you know, it is what it is. This Mercury retrograde has thrown me for a loop, I'll tell you. I mean, in a good way, but I tell you. I just have to laugh.
We're not perfect.
It's all I can do. Perfection is always a journey, never a destination.
That's right.
Because once something's perfect, it's impermanent anyway.
Right.
And so if you'd like to also learn more about Christina's CDs, you can check that out online as well at www.cdbaby.com/CD/Christina D'Elia, D-E-L-L-E-A. So shall we listen to another song? I think.
Sure.
Would you like to sing one, or should I play one, and then we'll do some singing, or what are you comfortable with?
Oh, I don't mind. Either way, you know, you hear the real tracks when you hear them on the CD. This will be, you know.
Okay, so which track do you think that I should play on here?
Oh,
Being we know they're unmarked, and Mercury will find our way through that.
Let's try three.
Okay, we're going to go for three.
We're going to try that.
And what should we expect?
Change My Life is the name of this song. I know we're talking about changes. Change My Life.
And there
it's a
you
love
go.
Song.
Yes. Oh, all right. So then let's. We're
about being in love. Yes.
All right. Well, and a Libra knows about that. Being ruled by Venus and all. Okay.
Let's
so
hope that's the right one.
All right. We're gonna go for track three. Let's see.
My head is spinning, I got butterflies way down in the depths of my soul. I ain't been drinking and I don't know why I seem to feel so out of control. One day I'm feeling safe and strong, the next I'm nearly falling apart. 'Cause you can change my life with a whisper, break my heart with a tear. Change my life any way you like, whenever you are near, with a whisper or a tear. I'm half in heaven when you look my way. It's a way I never knew I could feel. We're getting stronger day by day. It's almost too right to be real. I'm walking around 10 feet off the ground, but I'm never quite sure where I stand. 'Cause you can change my life with a whisper, break my heart with a tear. Change my life any way you like, whenever you are near. With a whisper of a tear, a whisper of a tear. Your love is softer than the rain, but stronger than a hurricane. And you can change my life with a whisper, break my heart with a tear. Change my life any way you like, whenever you are near. Change my life with a whisper, break my heart with a tear. Change my life any way you like, whenever you are near. Change my life with a whisper, break my heart with a tear. Change my life with a whisper, break my heart with a tear. Yes.
Oh, You can't hear me again.
There we go.
Yeah, well, you know, buttons. That's what love does to people. Does.
And that one was written by Sandy McKnight, my other partner in crime, and he was the producer on the CD as well.
Yes. I think yes. I met her last fall.
Yeah, Sandy, yes. Him. You met Lee.
Oh, Sim. It's him. It's
you
a,
met
it's
both
Sandy
of them.
A him.
Yes, you met both of them, actually, when you did our Halloween catathon.
That's right. That's right. Yes, we had fun that evening. That was a lot of fun.
Yes.
We were all different 70s, 60s, 70s people.
Right, right.
Yeah, yeah. So when I could still pull off Stevie Nicks without much trouble.
Right, right. You look great. It was actually, what was it, the anniversary of Woodstock. So
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, so the
best guy there all night, though, was the guy who was John Lennon. That guy was amazing.
Tom Rader. He's called Imagining Lennon. He actually performs. I mean, that's his calling.
He looked like John Lennon. Yeah. It was crazy how he was uncanny to me. I was just like,
yes,
oh, my God.
Yes, he performs in a band and solo all the time called Imagining Lennon.
I love anyone who is original, but I tell you, when they can pull off impersonating somebody, I just find that to be equally as a talent, you
yes.
know, to be able to do that. I mean, to make it practically perfect.
And he's actually, it's funny because October 9th, when we're doing our Capital Area Indie Fest in Albany, he's going to be there. It would be John Lennon's 70th birthday. So he's going to be there to celebrate that.
Oh, yes. And that's right. And John Lennon's a Libra.
Yes,
oh,
yes.
But of course, thank you for reminding me of that.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Mr. Lennon, we miss you.
Indeed.
Yes. But we still hear you. That is the wonderful thing about the music. Once it gets recorded, it's
in your
that's
head,
timeless.
In your heart.
That's right. What's timeless about it. I love music.
So many of these messages are. That's a lot of times why I pick the songs that I do.
Yeah. And you like that kind of, that's another thing about that 25 energy that you have, being born to the 25th. And for you listeners out there, Christina's birthday is this Saturday, the 25th. of September, and she's been talking about how she's a Libra, but she's also guided by the planet of Neptune. And I will say just one word about Neptune. The word tune is contained in Neptune. So we know Neptune people as well, along with the harmonization of Venus, know how to sing most of the time, or they definitely are gifted musicians on some level. And the 25 is with that 2 + 5 = 7, where you get the Neptune influence, always influenced by the past and what seems to be familiar.
Hmm.
Like you have that, you know, you like that comfort zone, so to speak, in that way. So not like you're not innovative, but that you like bringing people the old time kind of message kind of thing.
Hmm.
Yeah. So
never thought of it that way, but I.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. Do you dream a lot? Are you a vivid dreamer?
I wouldn't say I'm a vivid dreamer. I mean, I know when I have a dream sometimes, but probably lots of times I don't remember.
Yeah, a lot of us are like that, yeah. Well, they say, before you go to sleep, you can always, like, you just ask yourself to remember, and you can, your body will, your mind, I should say, and the subconscious will start to work together.
Okay.
But
start asking.
Yeah, writing, because you have a little bit of, you've got a great deal of intuition that guides you too. Like you're kind of little psychic in a lot of ways. Like you sense things before they happen, you know. I mean, every human being has this ability, but some people just are a little bit more tapped into it without thinking it's something freaky, you know.
Yeah, I definitely have that.
Relying on our intuition is the greatest gift any human being has. That is for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Can't go against that gut, or whatever your gut tells you. Follow it.
Try to do that
first impression of anything in life. But so the other fun thing that I see happening for you this year is that you've also got this lovely planet. Now, we were talking about Saturn before and all the responsibility that you've been doing to your friendships and organizations over the past couple of years. Now Saturn is kind of moving away from that, and he's like, okay, you did your work here, and now it's the time that you spend alone that he's really concerned with now for the next couple of years ahead. So what I'm thinking in your case is that you've just come out, yes, with this new CD, but that there's more stuff coming that's going to really open up in your subconscious, that's going to want to come out and be written down and tinkered around with and you know, however you see fit. And you may start to vividly dream more in the next couple of years.
Okay. See, I didn't see that coming. You know, like I want to do more songwriting, but I didn't think about, don't have it in my mind about another CD
right now.
Right. Right. So I hadn't even thought about that. My husband said to me, I don't know, we were talking about something, and he said, "Oh, well, you know, you're going to do another one, so don't worry." And I said, "I am?" Oh, okay.
Uh-huh. When's your husband's birthday?
He's a Cancer. He's July.
July, what day?
18th.
18. Oh, well, he's in the 1 year, right? Oh my God, you guys flow in time together.
Did you
know that?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, he's in a 1 year right now too.
Wow.
So if it's new, it's for him too.
All right.
Well, and Cancer, you know, he's a water sign. So yeah, I would listen to that advice from him, because he's got a gut and psychic ability too.
Yeah.
So that works
very
well.
He's like,
"I know
you. You're going to do another one." I'm like, "Really?"
Yeah, you probably will. I have no doubts about that. Because this energy going on in your creative house is going to be around for like another year or so. So you're well attuned to get more stuff out of you. And like I say, it'll be probably like unexpected. Unexpected, and things that also you haven't, maybe it's a different, possibly a different style of music you've never done before. Mm. Like something new. Like somebody's going to ask you to join them to do, maybe even, well, and Libras love any partnership, you know, business or romantic. You know, you may just find yourself doing something you've never done musically before. I think that's on your horizon, perhaps.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll look out for that.
Yeah. Because it's interesting, what's also coming up is that we've got this on October 8th, Venus, the planet that understands how we appreciate value and how we approach love and different things like that. That planet is going retrograde, kind of like the Mercury does his backwards thing. All the planets have these periods of time that are periodic, that they go backwards. So Venus is going to be doing this the 8th of October through the 18th of November. So, and how this will fall in your chart is that it's all on your approaches. So that period of time for you is really going to focus on changing what you value on your approach into life. And how people see you is also, it's all going to go through like this. But it's when Venus retrogrades, it's like so not, nothing like what Mercury does. And because she doesn't rule communication. She rules balance.
So you're saying it's going to be all good?
Definitely. She's much less tumultuous, but the only thing, like, and also when Venus is retrograde, it's such a fabulous time to reassess relationships, reassess creative projects, things like that. So it's a good time to spend in those types of things. It's just not a good time to move money around.
Okay.
You don't want to like sign a major loan. You don't want to
October 8th?
Okay. Through the 18th of November.
Oh
yeah.
Oh my God.
And she's doing it in Scorpio, in the sign of Scorpio. And this, of course, is your rising sign. So it's all in your first house that all of this stuff is going on. And you've got Mars there right now too, which is just dynamically giving you like all this new energy coming at you. It's very positive. So, you've got just all this new stuff showing up. It's just going to keep filtering and filtering and filtering the whole time. It's wonderful. So, should we do another song?
Okay.
Are we ready for another song? And then we're gonna reveal a little lovely tidbit, because when Christina was with us over a year ago, I never lexigrammed her birth name, and so I did do that for this show, and her name spells the coolest stuff. So I'm really looking forward to sharing that with you. So what would we like to, do we want to play a track, or do you want, because we can do two more songs, I can see, on the time we have. Do you want to?
Why don't you play Find a Way, and that's a ballad. And
you want me to play this, or are you going to sing with it?
Yeah, play it. You can play it.
Okay. So did I?
It's this song is written by Sandy McKnight, and it's actually is really personal, you know, to him, and it's not something that I can relate to as far as the sentiment of it, but I when I first heard this song, I said, oh my God, this is like, I hear it in a different way. Mm-hmm. It's a beautiful song, and it's called Find a Way, like find a way on your own to be happy, mm-hmm. to make your mark, and, you know, don't rely on anything else, sort of is, I mean, the message, unfortunately, was about divorce and, you know, someone being sad about leaving, you know, right. that kind of thing. But that's
it can
not,
apply to right. many other
There's
things
so many
in life.
Other meanings.
That's the beautiful
to
thing
songs.
About music. Yeah, right. sure.
Is I get a different meaning. I get like this inspirational, like, okay, get your, you know, strength up. You're going to find your way to be, do it on your own, you know, like yeah. no matter what, you're going to do it, you know, kind of, that's how I heard it. And I just loved it since I first heard it, so, and I love the way we did it on this album.
All right, awesome. Well, here we are, and this is how, if you're out there and you need to find a way, here's some, a little message to help you out.
Is it only love that you've been missing? Put a pair of arms to solve all of your dismay. Are there other wishes still worth wishing? Are there other ways to fill that empty space? But when the night falls around you, it doesn't work to curse the dark if you're still alone. Find a way. Is there any point in looking backwards or in remembering how safe you used to feel? You're convinced no new love could be that good, so you live in a past that was never real. But when the night falls around you, there's really no one else to blame if you're still alone. Find a way on your own. Find a place somewhere inside you where your heart keeps a warmth just for you. Find a way you can. When there's no one there to guide you, find a way. Find a road that takes you home. Find a faith that you believe in. Find a reason for it all. Find out where you're going.
Yeah, that one is...
Believe in yourself. Believe in yourself. Have confidence.
You can do it. You can go there and cry with that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's gorgeous. I love the violins in that.
It's a cello, actually.
Oh, cello.
His name is Harris. Mm. Yes, he's from Northampton.
I love that underlying anything like that in music. It just, like, well, makes you want to cry
more. Soothing. It's soothing.
It's so soothing. I did promise that, I promised the listeners their ears would be soothed today.
Yes, there you go.
Not only by your voice, but we have cellos to do that.
Yes, yes. And that, as I say, was written by Sandy McKnight, and Sammy Brown, excuse me, also played the piano on that. And this Harris Pesseltiner, I think is his name. Can never say his last name. Sorry, Harris. He's from Northampton, I believe. He mm-hmm. played the cello on that.
Wow.
Sandy beautiful. Played bass on that.
Yeah. Beautiful job. Mm-hmm. It's a nice message there. Well, that's what we have to do. If we can't stand on our own 2 feet, we can't stand next to anybody else.
Right.
You've got to be totally with your own. Yeah, that's it. That's how it becomes successful.
It's funny how you were talking about how I, or my sign, kind of feels the comfort in the past. Well, that song is like saying, get out of that.
Get out of the comfort zone of the past. Yeah,
and
exactly.
Find a new way. Find a new way.
Yeah, because you can't stay. Well, I've always, my motto is you can't stay stuck in the past.
Right.
But you can reflect on it and be happy about it. But
right.
Don't let those things emotionally trouble you forever.
Yeah,
because it just causes you pain and sorrow and bad things. No, we don't like that. So, well, we've said that you are a masterful vocalist, and one of the things that granted you that, because it wasn't through your birth date information, but the name that you were given, Christina Marie Guastella?
Yes.
Saying that oh, my God, I pronounced something correctly. Can you believe it,
and
listeners?
And you say Delia right, too. That's amazing.
I'm notorious for pronouncing everything wrong.
That's
trust
great.
Me. I
used to tell people, think of guacamole.
Guacamole.
Guastella. It's not hard.
So that name, that full name that you were born to, is a 22 vibration. So you are a master number.
Really?
By your name expression. So even though, yes, you've changed your name and you go by a different name expression now, this is what you came down to. And this is what the path that, you know, your soul knew what your parents were going to name you and said, okay, this is how I can come down here and be Miss Harmony.
Mm-hmm.
And when we do the lexigrams are the tail within your name, and it's the forming of anagrams, only using the letters in your original name.
Mm.
And then you phrase those anagrams like poetry or prose and tell a story about you or anybody we're looking at, or even simple words. Like if you take the word evolve, how do you evolve? You have to love.
Ah.
It's the only way it works.
Uh-huh.
The word love is encoded in evolve.
Yes.
And so on and so forth. That should maybe trigger some heads to start thinking about words they know. But anyway. So from your name, your full name at birth, this is the tale that I got. Christina is here as the scales air sign star that can sing in real tune. Christina is sent as a real master musical talent in multi areas. Christina sings all her heart as she is in a master name. Christina C. Time in LACA, and I get Angeles out of your name. I just didn't have the O in Los Angeles to make it Los Angeles, but I did get the Angeles.
Mm.
Christina starts a cat arts team that is a real hit in the area. Music in me is a rare treat that is seen in great games that last. That title is in your name.
Wow.
Funny, right? And angels are near Christina as she sings.
Wow.
That was your dad with you when you were 13.
Yes.
By the way.
I believe it.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. It's, angels are always near. That's my,
yes.
Always my motto on that.
I believe it.
And it's that time again. Oh, my.
That time again.
Yeah. Do you believe that the hour flew by as fast as it did?
Mm-hmm.
It did. But I thank you so much for joining us today.
Well,
this was
so
much fun to have you. And we'll have you back with the next C Day.
Excellent.
Because we know there's a new one, because we've already put that out to the universe. It's going to happen. So we thank Christina again for joining us today. And you can find out more information on her organization of CAT at chris@columbiaartsteam.org and learn more about her CDs at www.cdbaby.com/Christina D'Elia. You can also go to my blog site, Sharita Star Radio, localstores.blogspot.com. All of the information's on there too, so check that out. And
local stores also have information.
Yes, and there's lots of local stores with information right here, actually in town at the Music Store in Great Barrington. If you're also interested,
Toon Street. Yes,
check that out. So, and don't forget, if you've got a question or a comment from this show or previous ones, email me, SheritaStarRadio@gmail.com. Don't be shy. Your opinion matters, so you got to let us know what you think. We'll be back in 2 weeks on the first Tuesday, the 5th of October, with another special guest. And I happen to be a Libra guest, a star profile of a completely exciting charitable cause you may have already heard about, the Harmony Project, one of the contestants in the running of winning a grant to Pepsi's Refresh Everything. We'll be talking with their fearless leader, David Brown, who has found a most remarkable way to bring music, children, and charity together. We hope you are better from our hour. Stay tuned. You've been listening on the World Wide Web at BerkshireRadio.org.